Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With so much sadness and sickness and uncertainty in the world, experts are still predicting a good week on Wall Street, with key economic reports on small business, inflation, and retail sales. S&P 500 1% away from reaching its February 19th high. Joining us live, David Sowerby, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager of Ancora. Good morning, David. What are your thoughts on that?
Go figure, Roberta. The S&P 500 is 1% away from its February 19th high. Now, mind you, that index is very dominated by the big companies, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, to name just a few. The average stock in the S&P 500 is still about 7% below its February 19th high. So if we're going to get back to those record levels, I'm going to watch this week in particular small business optimism. That has been climbing the last couple of months. That'll get reported early in the week. And commensurate with that rise in small business optimism, small business U.S. stocks have rallied about 20% since the end of April. At the same time, the Standard & Poor's 500 has rallied 15%. So it's been a better gain for small company stocks on the back of small business optimism. We know small business is and always will be the key to getting job growth. That's where the jobs take place. So connecting the dot between small business optimism, small company stock prices that have been doing better, and ultimately its effect on the U.S. economy, given small businesses' importance, that's what I'm going to be watching this week as we inch closer and closer to those February 19th highs for the stock index.